On a September evening in a central London church, over 100 members of the city's Swedish community gather to hear more information on their post-Brexit fate. The Swedish embassy is hosting an event with British civil servants and government ministers. Robin Walker, from the Department of Exiting the EU, tries to reassure the audience.
We value EU citizens' contribution. We want them to stay. It is inconceivable we would do anything rather than make sure you are legally in a position where you are secure to stay.
The message from the minister was that Europeans with settled status, a form of indefinite leave to remain, will be allowed to stay in Britain even in a no-deal scenario. But not everyone in the audience was convinced, including charity worker Malou Bengston-Wheeler.
After tonight's event, I feel more trapped than I did before, because my concern is if I don't apply for settled status, what happens? Do I lose all my national insurance contributions? Will I be treated as an illegal immigrant and told to leave after that date? What happens if I do apply for settled status? Will I lose everything else? And I don't think they gave any satisfactory answers to any of those questions.
Malou is married with two kids and has lived in the UK for 14 years. She wonders what the government is doing to educate British people about the rights of EU citizens after Brexit.
I am very concerned that you can sit and talk to Swedish citizens in this way, but what are you doing about educating the British population, British employers, about the rights that EU nationals actually have going forward?
Faced with such uncertainty, some have already left.
Hi, Andrew.
After years of living in London, Costanza Di Toma took her family back to her native Italy earlier this year. As someone who campaigns for EU citizens' rights, she's concerned that a spectrum of vulnerable people risk having problems with the settled status procedure.
And unfortunately, it's the most vulnerable people in our group that are likely to have these problems. So we're talking about people, rough sleepers. We're talking about people who, as I said before, might be in low-paid jobs, zero-hour contracts, not have contracts. They might live with other people in shared accommodation, so may not have bills in their own names. We're talking about women who might be victims of domestic violence, for instance, reliant on their abusive partners for documents and residence footprints. So that's the problem.
Earlier this year, the British government apologised to dozens of British citizens from the former Caribbean colonies, known as the Windrush Generation, after they were wrongly denied rights, detained and removed from the country. Immigration experts believe that EU citizens risk falling into a similar situation in the future, as Pierre McClough, Assistant Director for Bail for Immigration Detainees, explains.
I have no doubt that we will see an increase in undocumented people in the UK, for the same reason that the Windrush generation have suddenly found themselves facing problems, because they did not have the documents, many of them, to prove. And they suddenly discovered a new world, the hostile environment, where they had to prove everything. Similarly, EU nationals have never had to prove. And those who sort themselves out and get the proof should be okay. But when you're talking about 3 million people, a proportion, and likely to be a significant proportion, are not going to be documented.
With only 6 months before Britain is due to leave, Brexit poses numerous logistical challenges for its population. But the worrisome warning from experts is that post-Brexit immigration dilemmas may be waiting for people many years from now. Andrew Connolly for RFI in London.